Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here and welcome to this March 2024 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. So to the cover, which has a beautiful and rather rare hare sitting in lush green grass, ears cocked, eyes alert. Oh, he's so handsome. We have our readers, Kevin Ford, Matthew Tucker and Caroline Aldrey. But first, let me introduce Emma Lee, editor of the printed edition of the magazine.
Welcome to the March issue of Norfolk magazine. And it's time to celebrate because it's our 300th issue. While we were putting together this month's issue, we delved into our archive to have a look at how the magazine has changed over the years. I really enjoyed reading the launch issue from March 1999. In that edition of the magazine, there was an in-depth report into organic food, a piece by acclaimed travel writer Bill Bryson about the dialect of Norwich's namesake in New England, an etiquette guide for the county's ladies who lunch, an article about the decline of the red squirrel, a tour of Oxborough Hall, and a message to men that if they want to get ahead at work, they really need to smarten up their act and get themselves a new suit. While you would expect that Norfolk magazine would look rather different a quarter of a century on from when it first launched, some things never change. At the heart of the magazine is a real love for the county, which we are lucky enough to call home, and a passion for celebrating the people which make it such a wonderful place. As the then publishing editor Peter Waters wrote in his welcome in that first issue, in full colour, the aim was to show what a vibrant, sophisticated county we live in. We are here to show you how to make the most of it. Something which I hope you agree we continue to do. In this month's magazine, we're celebrating International Women's Day. Held on March the 8th, the annual event shines a light on women's achievements. I meet Dan Zabrink, who is putting women's health front and centre through the Make Menopause Matter campaign. Inspired by her own experience, Diane wants to make sure that women have access to good quality information about something which half the population will experience, yet is still so often misunderstood. And Rowan Mantell meets Norwich woman Rebecca Atkinson, the creator of the groundbreaking animation series The Mix-Em-Ups, which is enchanting families on national television and making life brighter for disabled children. Rowan also takes a look at Philippa Gregory's latest book, Normal Women, A History of the Women of England, which features some fascinating stories from Norfolk. And historian Chris Armstrong tells the story of four trailblazing Norfolk suffragettes. And the fact that spring has sprung and the days are getting longer and warmer is definitely a cause for celebration.